League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Another episode of the CP Podcast. I'm your host, CP, and it's the podcast. The CP is of, and this podcast is of me, and I'm of it. As always, I got my co-host, Maya. Beautiful, intelligent, smart. Intelligent and smart, two different things, right? We'll get into that when we talk about these computers and shit. And then, of course, actually, he got on white earrings today. Oh, shit! He got the regular diamonds in. He be switching up the diamonds on us. All right, we got a mirror, man. Still got the black outfit.
Yep.
But the white ear, I feel like the light is breaking into you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the collider came on and the fucking earrings turned white on the mirror. The black hole is no longer there. What's up, guys? First of all, how we feeling? How we feeling? You guys feeling okay?
I feel pretty good.
CERN is on. It's running. I did a deep dive the night before into CERN and what they're trying to do with the particles and how the reason why it's such a long system is because they have to travel so fast before they collide on boom. Now, this is how I explained it to myself, all right? There was a big boom that began the universe, all right? For people who don't understand what CERN is and what's really going on, and this is where it gets kind of sick as far as humans. What did you say? Too clever for their own good? Mm-hmm. And Amir said they're too smart for their own good. And I disagree. But what they're doing is, let's say like, there was a boom at the beginning of our universe that sparked, kind of sent matter in all these different areas, had the sun, the stars. It started off as a boom, boom. It expanded with nothing to really confine it. Think of it as like a firework, one firework. You light it. You know how you light a firework and it goes in the sky, so all the colors, all the... Imagine if that stuff just went up in the sky and stayed there and began to, start the process over, I'm sure, millions of years of beginning to evolve with those particles. Anyway, they essentially just kind of created that firework.
They're trying to, yeah.
And they're really close. So what they're doing is the collider has the particles because you have to slam particles together, mm-hmm. together in order for that to happen. So they're going separate ways really, really fast. And the shit is long. It's like miles long,
mm-hmm.
right? In order to build the speed up, right? So it goes over different states and everything, right? And so what happens is they get it going fast enough, faster than they've ever had it, and then they cross them. Boom!
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's like, imagine if the Autobahn, you got traffic going this way, traffic going that way, and then someone came in at your full speed and then squoze traffic together. So that car's coming this way, we hit cars coming that way, and there's no, like when we have accidents, there's room on the sides for you to kind of like boom, and then it kind of, like, so imagine if there's nothing to kind of like muzzle that impact. It's mm-hmm. just going to hit straight on, 100% on, not like half the car. And so that's going to create the particle, essentially, the God particle, right? I forgot what they called it.
Is that Higgs boson?
Yeah, exactly. And so they're believing this could be a black hole. Now, the problem with black holes is that you don't create a black hole. You just create, it's like oil. You don't create necessarily the oil. This is just some oil from the bigger reservoir of where oil, like you don't just have oil right here and this is the origin of the oil. No, it's like, this oil came from that reservoir, which came from whatever. So this black hole, if they open it up, theoretically, these particles already exist. They're already here. So opening it up is just opening up another black hole.
A mini black hole.
A mini black hole.
A tiny one.
Right. But that is, that, and that's only the beginning. Because if that bitch get out of hand, we could fucking lose Utah.
Oh, we could lose the whole planet.
Right, I know, but I'm saying start with Utah, you know. And then
Belgium. That's where it's at. Like, oh, there's no Europe anymore.
Right. You know, they're trying to erase Africa. Black people, we're sorry, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. But no, and so you know, they turned that on yesterday. For us is yesterday, and for my Patreons it's yesterday, July 5th, though. And we are living in this world now. Is it a portal? The black hole could be anything.
Yeah, we don't really know what goes, what a black hole is. We do know, we suspect that it condenses matter to the point that it might be the singularity for the next universe.
Mm-hmm.
So a black hole could, in its center, create another universe, another Big Bang somewhere else, in theory.
In theory, or a black hole could be, two things. A black hole could be a fold in the universe to get us to another part of the universe, which is something I don't want to give up on.
Okay. Is that a black hole or a wormhole?
You're right. Fuck.
That's a wormhole. Because that's the folding of space. Yeah.
So, okay.
But it could be a portal to another universe.
Well, that's the wormhole.
No, because a wormhole would be a portal within this universe. But a black hole could potentially be a portal to a different universe.
Okay. I just said that.
You said something different, but that.
Okay, all right, well.
Because the laws of physics only apply to this universe. Like, physicists are like, after you get out of this universe, we don't have anything for you. We got no opinions about anything outside of this universe. It only applies to this universe. So the multiverse, that is entirely skeptical. We don't know anything about multiverse. We know about universe.
So that goes into everything, everywhere, all at once. Right.
I didn't see that yet.
It
only comes out. It came out yesterday to rent. So we're gonna rent it. But we gotta keep your distance yesterday. So.
Oh, it's like for streaming at home now.
Yeah, we were waiting.
Oh, I'm gonna. Yeah, my wife gets back tomorrow. We're gonna stream it. Like, yeah. I mean, it's one of the best movies ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's such a simple concept of what they're trying to say that can be possible. It's not simple for how to do it, but it's simple the way that they break it down. Yeah, man, I think that black hole could be a door to another multiverse, too, which is what I'm really excited about.
Yeah. Now, the thing about multiverses is very interesting, and we think, oh, I would like to travel there. Well, first off, there's no way to get to
a
black hole.
You're in it. No.
I mean, there's no way to survive the black hole that we know of. We're so far.
How little is the black hole that they're going to create, essentially, with this collider? How little is it?
I don't know, but it better be little.
Because we could start putting some toothpicks in that bitch. Then you start with a finger. You know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, you just got to know what the fuck is in there. Now you put your hand in there and you come out like this. Like, ah! You know what I'm saying? You know we're not fucking around. Something bit me in there. But, remember on, like, the old Bugs Bunny, Acme, whatever, they used to have those holes. And they just slap a little hole down and you just fall down. Doesn't seem too far-fetched now, does it?
I don't know, because we talked about spaghettification, that you'll be stretched.
Spaghettification?
Yeah.
I'm so sick of these scientists. That's a word?
Spaghettification? Because if something
You turn into spaghetti.
Yeah, you just be stretched and stretched, and you would, the gravity
hey,
so much.
Shout out to the short niggas. This is our time. This is our time. You know what I'm saying? My fat brothers and sisters, this is our time. You for about 20 minutes. You take a picture of me. Take a picture of me. I was 9 feet tall. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. So,
we'll see if they're successful. They did find evidence of the Higgs boson particle the last time they ran it a few years back.
I thought the Higgs boson is the God particle.
That's the God particle.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me pull this
up. You just said another particle name a couple of minutes ago.
No, Higgs boson.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is the third round. These are people getting around CERN because it is so big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have a bike or some shit because it's... Now, where does the impact happen? Do they know exactly like what state it's going to be under or...
I don't think they could possibly know that. They're going to observe the whole thing. What is this in the corner? They're always trying to get me to, if you don't go away. So now that it had found that, run number three. This is the third run that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And the first one.
So what happens with the first two in 2013 and 2018?
Well, it was shut down for upgrades. They have to upgrade it.
Of course. That makes sense.
Began operating in September 10th, 2008. Now, people, I love the conspiracy theory that it created one of these things created another universe, and we've since been living in another universe ever since. I don't have the evidence for that, but I'm like, you know what? Things have been going a little freaky these past few years. So, yeah, this is only the third time that they have run it. Mini Big Bangs. There was a major debate. Should we even be messing with this? Is this
people need to shut the hell up when it comes to that? Like, yes, we got to mess with it. Listen,
why?
And I'm glad you said that, because both of y'all said something that I was like, man, we got to stop thinking like that. Like, the human race is too smart for its own good. Okay, let's dissect that statement for a second.
Yeah.
All right. We say that, and then in the same breath, we think that we're prepared to meet beings from societies that are a lot more advanced than ours. Yet we are afraid to advance our own society to our full potential. The thing about potential is that you're not supposed to really be able to understand it until it, you know, becomes reality. Like, other people see your potential. You don't really just be, oh, I got the, you know, I guess you can see your potential, I guess. But, like, we have so far to go to before, you know, it's like, so these ideas can lead to us being able to crack the code of traveling at the speed of light, or crack the code for us. Like, we have to do these things in order to keep up with whatever we feel is out there. If we don't have spaceships and we don't have UFOs, then we got to keep going until we understand what the fuck they have. We're so comfortable with the way things are that we don't even allow shit to even get better. Like, shit can really get better for us.
See, this is where I'm going to push back on that, because you have to kind of weigh that with the fact that most humans aren't emotionally and psychologically advanced enough for what we have now. Now, if we were a meditative species that was calm and not reactionary and not violent, I would be like, yes.
It sounds like natural selection, though.
But the natural selection only means you select for beings that can keep breeding.
No, well,
breeding
right, but,
age.
Well,
it doesn't mean that it's going to be better.
But it's similar to that in the regard of, we can't hold our society back waiting for the people to catch up, the people who aren't going to catch up anyway, right? People, iPhones came out in 2007. Some people still don't have one.
I would say those people are better off.
I would not. I think that, you know, okay, of course, you got the electromagnetic, possibly cancerous type of shit emitting from it, which I feel like they're going to figure out how to get that under control, right, at some point. And they've already came out with tons of hands-free options, because what you don't want to do is have your phone to your head. We've all realized that now. But for what that's done for our information, like, growth is hard. Growth is going to hurt sometimes. Like, growth, Maya, it's
you sound like an accelerationist. You sound like you want to burn it down and start again.
No, I don't at all. But no? We cannot. Maya, do you understand that we would be living in huts right now if nobody advanced the caveman theory, right? Their whole existence has been turned upside down compared to what ours is. Yes. We are light years ahead of where they were.
That's true.
That growth came with pain. The invention of guns came with mothers crying. The invention of airplanes came with crashes. The inventions of trains and stuff like that came with war. You understand what I'm saying? Like, those things happen, and then things level back out to a new normal. But we can't stop pushing our normal. I'm sick of watching Back to the Future, and then I got to go home and be back in the fucking past. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, hoverboards came out in 2015. We was waiting on them bitches since 1989.
I'm going to push back because this is assuming that the new technology does not destroy us. Like the gunpowder technology, the Chinese came up with that too, but they didn't take it to the next step. So they didn't develop weapons. They're just like, uh-uh. So it's not like we were the first to have gunpowder. They also had gunpowder. They were just like, we don't need to do all this.
Okay.
So they stepped it back.
Who did?
Let me.
Because did
make
they
sure
win?
It's the Chinese or the.
Did Japanese. They win with that? Because I think we put our shit in some fucking Uzis and went over there and got busy, if I'm not mistaken. I think we went over there and handled our business.
Is Heart of Darkness? Because what got handled was the Europeans colonizing the world with that technology. So, yes, we exist in the Western world now, but that's because they came out with gunpowder and took our ancestors, subjugated our ancestors with that, and as well as organization. So,
Maya, you just don't want nothing to be. You want everything to be like, I mean, it's just not necessarily realistic.
So it says that in the 9th century, the Chinese actually had invented gunpowder in the Tang Dynasty. Let's bring this up. But they didn't take it where the West took it. And the West took it there because of science and so forth and so on. But when you say, oh, there was pains, there was birthing pains. Oh, yeah, there was birthing pains. And I'm not certain that the birthing pains of this new technology isn't going to destroy the mother. Because a lot of childbirth does destroy the mother. Like, we may invent something and it destroys us.
But that's the thing, though. Like, my... what up, Day? Yeah, we are talking about CERN, man, but we kind of talking about it just kind of like an overarching way. I don't think that... The problem is that our society is a lot comfortable. Innovation gets put into too many people's opinion in their hands. It's like, dog, like, it's none of your fucking business if we decide to develop a flying car. Just fly the car. It's like, I don't want some farm dude or some, you know, fucking, thank you, E3. I just don't want somebody like that to be telling me. Like, our grandparents would have been like, PlayStation 1 is enough.
But no, these sexless young boys, they don't go talk to girls and all these other stuff. I could make that argument. Yeah, maybe we need to pull back on the video games so that young men 14 to 21 go out there and start hitting on girls again.
Because God forbid, girls start having to buy their own fucking beers or whatever the fuck they got going on because the boys are having fun doing some other shit. It's like, dog, like, do you understand that Call of Duty and all this kind of stuff, we have now been able to simulate what the young men, like, dog, it's no different than the young men of 100 years ago. When you turned 18, you went off to the war. They wasn't fucking with no girls neither. They was gone. They were playing the war games. They were doing what they had to do. Society has changed now, and what it has done is, and I'm so glad you said that, because I feel like a lot of women don't like video games because they feel like it's another thing that takes the attention away from what the attention should be, which is pussy. That's what the attention should all be about, pussy.
That's how society lives. That's how the next generation comes about.
Okay, but it's like...
We must go on.
But it's like, what's funny is, anybody think about dick like that? We just been out here just on our fucking own. Y'all been like, well, it's like, dog, now I feel like as women are moving into this more dominant phase, I feel like men are moving into an unbothered phase. And I think that bothers women because it's like, I'm finally dominant. And it's like, yeah, but okay, great. We've been kind of doing, who do you want the applause from? Us? We've been fucking building shit and doing all this shit for years. And it's like, oh, now you want to be like, you know, it's just like, there's more to life than trying to appease women. And I feel like this video game struggle is a perfect example of how they just like to be like, no, you like that? Well, it has nothing to do with me, and it's not marketed towards me, and it's not, and it's like, fam.
Well, I wouldn't say that women don't play video games or shouldn't play video games, but
I
would also...
the girls who play video games, so that's cool. Go ahead.
I would also make the argument, not saying I believe, but I also make the argument that convincing women that their ultimate goal in life is to dominate or be like a man isn't helping women either.
I agree with that. But however, that is, there are a few agendas that are out there that kind of have that mission statement as what it needs to be. Like, and you see it all the time. And it's like, okay, well, more and more and more women are saying that they don't really need men like that. What do you think men go do? I ain't finna go sleep with another man. I'm finna go fucking play the game. I ain't got time to be fucking around with you. I ain't time to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, go be every woman. It's all in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me know how that, it's like, I think that, and of course it's not for every woman, but there is, I just don't like the idea of us being afraid, selfishly afraid of a technology push. And at the same time, burning the candle on the other end of anticipating a super technology race to come down here and tell us what it is. It's like, no. So, you know, it's like.
I would be for a technology push, a major technological push, if we also got on the same page that people need to have more self-control. Because right now, the way it is, we got guns.
Mm-hmm.
Now look. Can't even go to a 4th of July parade.
Right.
So well, it's I mean, like but then
again,
religion,
once again, though, my technology, right? We need technology. We need thermal body scan cameras that are on the corner. So that, like to have the fucking the traffic cameras. We need thermal scans. We need to know who has guns on them. They need to be watched. They need to be tracked. No. I'm not saying like I'm talking about like.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So wait. So you're saying that if everybody has guns, like, what's the difference, Maya, between a metal detector? Right?
I don't agree with the metal detectors everywhere either.
Oh, my God, Maya. So then you don't want to be safe. It's like, what do you mean?
Well, if I'm for...
When I go through a metal detector,
yeah,
I get more confident that at least I can fight fisticuffs in here as opposed to having to go against somebody theoretically. Of course, anybody could sneak in.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to having to fight somebody that has a gun and I'm at a disadvantage.
I just feel, maybe not necessarily with metal detectors, but definitely with the cameras.
Amusement parks.
Amusement parks, what about them?
You can't get into an amusement park with no pistol.
Good.
When's the last time you saw a mass shooting at Disneyland?
No, there was one in Orlando recently, but it wasn't in Disneyland.
It wasn't
outside.
In the Disney yeah. World Park. Now, why is that so much more safer than the 4th of July parade? Why? Because somebody gives a fuck more about that Disneyland and that private property than they do that open area for that 4th of July thing. If you could do it at Disneyland, right, at that multi-billion dollar establishment, then you could do it at a 4th of July picnic. You could find a way to increase the feel of security. We could make it harder for people to begin mass shooting because it's like, okay, well, when I go here, I got to go pass through the metal detectors and I got to go through the thing and I got to go through the, you know what I'm saying?
What about the Vegas shooter? He didn't even go to the party. He was just up
he
on
was
a roof
shooting
outside.
From, right. So why the fuck can you get into a hotel with an unregistered gun, a sniper rifle at that?
I don't like them creating a police state and going through your bag, going through everybody's bag because
I feel that.
It doesn't
have to be a police state though, Maya. When you walk into Walmart, right? You can't walk out of there with merchandise because they have things that are just going to scan. What do you have? If you're innocent, you walk through with your bag and nothing is going on, then it's fine. It's just two things.
So, okay, that's like the After the Patriot Act argument of I don't care about them searching my email because I didn't do anything wrong. You know what I mean?
No, that's not what I'm saying, right? And trust and believe that they definitely have keywords flagged for your email and mine. All of our emails,
yeah.
Right? You can't just go on there saying the T word and the K word and all that bullshit. You cannot do that, right? Because there is something called national security. It's their job. You talk about doing something to Trump or doing something to Biden. You know what I'm saying? Like that's flagged. They're gonna come see about you, right?
Yeah.
And so what I am starting to see is that it's safer some places than it is other places, and they care more about some places being safe than they do other places, right? My high school had metal detectors, right? We didn't have no school shootings in our You know what I'm saying? Like, but we're black people, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, they put fucking police at our door. They put, you know, because they think we the motherfuckers who, you know what I'm saying? So they preemptively try to thwart that threat, right? But they don't do it where they get arrogant and people know where the weaknesses are. I'm not going to do that at this white high school. It's a nice white high school. It's a neighborhood high school. It's a campus. I ain't never seen no fucking campus high school until I got out of Detroit. It's a campus. You can go into the camp. You can leave for lunch. You can get your lunch. You go to McDonald's or go to pizza stop. Now, that shit, it's like, and then those schools get fucking shot up. Like, dog, like, we have to stop.
I don't know if the stats support that statement.
My, how many black schools have gotten shot up?
They get shot up. That's why they have the metal detectors there to begin with. So we're not,
see,
what the news reports
when's
and
the
what
last
happened,
time you saw one get shot up,
well,
though,
we're
Maya.
Not going to see it on the news because they're not going to report on it. They report on the white high schools because it gets more clicks.
Maya, so you really assume that all of the heat that they're under, all of the way that we look at young white males as a fucking threat now, you don't think that they would... Anything that happens, you ever see a crime on TV, you be like, oh, no, that was a white person, but then it'd be a black person, and it's on the news because they want you to know that they're not the only ones that's doing that. They're not the only threat. They would love if a little black boy shot up a fucker. They would, or a church.
It happens. It does happen in Chicago because it's gang related. They don't report
talking
it.
About Chicago.
No. I'm just using it as an example.
Right, but that's not a mass shooting.
That is a mass shooting. It's gang related, but a mass shooting can be gang related. It just matters if four or more people were killed.
So what's worse, a gang related mass shooting in a gang environment, which granted, bullets is bullets,
and right, kids get killed at basketball games just in the crossfire.
I disagree on that one.
Maya.
Why?
Because it's specific people that they're looking for. They're not just going after anybody.
But they get everybody.
No, not everybody.
But they get everybody.
Okay, for example, there was a guy.
Specific, so if I, like me and CP, we on different gangs, we beefing or whatever. He got his crew with him, I got my crew with me. If we shooting and they get hit, then they got hit. The thing is I went directly to him. I didn't just go into a place and I'm going to just fire off.
But
the actual death
numbers of these shootings that you're talking about versus the mass shootings that we hear about in the news, they're much less, but they're more...
Frequent.
No, they're not more frequent. It's just going to get more clicks because it's more scary.
But
the news wants you to click.
But
they don't want to tell you the truth.
Here's the problem, though, Maya, that I think you're kind of... Me and Amir, being in separate gangs, went to bed last night and woke up this morning understanding that we are in a gang life. We are in gangs. Something could happen to us, and it's not only us, people around us.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it was a guy that was in a gang. He had his kids in the car. They shot up the car, killed the kids. It's like, that's a mass shooting. But it's also like...
It's targeted.
It's targeted, and it's very irresponsible to be in a gang and then be riding around with your kids knowing that you know what I'm saying? That's like, to me, that's a war zone. That's not, you know, because it's mass shootings in fucking Russia all the time. What's the difference? Because the government said, go do it? Because their government said, we could do this? We're meeting up. No, they're killing anybody that they can. Those are mass shootings, but it's just that it's a control. They're letting it happen. They're letting these shootings happen in Chicago. Trust and believe.
Oh, no, I'm not saying about Chicago. I'm just using that as an example of one that I saw recently in which it was at a basketball game. Mm-hmm. It was a community basketball game, and who got killed? It wasn't
the community, probably.
The community got killed.
The thing is, it's more so the intent. I get that at the end of the day, people die. It's the intent behind that. And the thing is, it's that obviously innocent bystanders get caught in gunfire by gangs and stuff like that all the time. There's no question to it. It's more so the intent behind what the person's doing. They don't mean to hit civilians and stuff like that. That's not their intent to go out. I'm going to just shoot whoever. I have a target, and these guys just happen to be where these other people are, so they got hit. Whereas mass shootings is, I don't give a fuck. Everybody here could die today,
perfect
right now.
Example, Amir. I'm glad you said that. Because when people get shot by stray bullets in a war, because they're shooting in, I mean, their war zones are in residential areas right now, right?
Their family.
Yeah.
They're around their family and friends.
They're around families and all that. So those are called casualties of war. No different than gang victims. These are casualties of the war. You weren't in it. Wrong place, right time. what's scary about these mass shooters is that it seems to be unprovoked, and it seems they can't put a finger on what makes a mass shooter a mass shooter.
It's completely random.
They seem to be between the ages of, what, 15 and 21.
That's a crazy-ass range.
So they're young men,
mm-hmm.
except for the Vegas shooter. He was right. outside of that. They're young men. They don't have girlfriends. They're unpopular.
So no pussy.
No pussy.
Right.
That's a major thing. And they have resentment. Now, looking at the mass shooters, it seems as though a lot of them are radicalized online. So there's definitely an overlap of the people who go to ISIS.
Kyle Rittenhouse. Explain that.
I'm not defending anything.
No. I don't want you to defend. I'm saying what his hangup was. What was his problem?
I have no idea.
Right. He was patriotic. Yeah. He was a rogue idiot.
But he wasn't a mass shooter. He didn't go there with the intention to kill. And he killed two white guys.
No, he did.
He killed two white
He definitely
guys.
Went there.
They were
there
white?
To they were white. He yeah. killed two white men. He didn't
I'm
kill
not
any black
lie. I didn't know that.
He went there with the intent to kill. I 100%
well, we
believe that he did.
We believe and...
What are you talking about? Can I tell you why? You understand that law enforcement exists and you feel like they're not doing a good enough job. I need to take my AK-47 down there or my machine gun down there, whatever you have, AR.
I'm going to be honest, that's bullshit. He definitely came down there with the intent to kill. You skipped state line. Why are you even there?
That's not a mass shooter.
I'm not saying he's not a mass shooter, but
I'm saying
his intent is...
We have to stay on subject. Kyle Rittenhouse, he may be a jerk, but he's not a mass shooter. So he has...
Do you put him in a Zimmerman category?
He's probably closer to Zimmerman.
Yeah. I agree with that, but I was just saying he definitely had the intent to kill. I believe he did.
You believe he had the intent to kill?
I had the intent to kill. I'm not saying mass shooting. I'm just saying he had the intent. He knew what was going on. You skip state lines. You bring a gun. You escalate something, and then you shoot somebody for defending themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's he killed two intent. White dudes.
I don't care who he
who
killed.
Were attacking right. him. It one was a molester. One was a child molester.
Okay.
And the other one had
but
a
did
gun
he
record.
Know he was a child molester when he did it? Did he go down there and say, "Where's Charles at? Charles the
These people were
that.
Back for their protesting for Black Lives Matter because of the George Floyd shit. And he's there because he ain't fucking with that shit. And then he killed two people and then basically he got off. Okay, dude's a child molester. GG's to him then.
Right.
But the thing is that wasn't he doesn't know that. And that's not the intent for him to
anybody
go there and do that. Anybody could have I do think he could have been like, it could be anybody. It just happened to be the people who decided to fight back that night.
To attack him.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about
So you escalate a situation knowing I got the upper hand. Mm-hmm. So when something happens, I shoot you. Yes, he's more like a George Zimmerman.
He's more like a George Zimmerman, which is not a mass shooter.
No, he's not a mass shooter. But I feel like
he's a murderer.
Yeah.
He's a flat-out murderer.
I don't know how
but
we
mass
got
shooters
into
are murderers as well.
He just brought up Kyle Rittenhouse and more so the manifesto, like their because they have there is an overlap because of their ideologies and how they become what's the word that you brought up earlier?
Radicalized.
Yeah. They get radicalized online and all this. You know, propaganda and stuff like that. There is an overlap there for sure.
There is because a demographic there, and the thing is like there is a age group and
I think
love
the
of
big
guns.
Overlap is their radicalization, what they believe in, what they actually stand for, whatever, and then their ideas of this thing, these kind of things going on that look negative towards the people that they feel like they are, and then their intent at the end of the day is to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
the
that
difference
is a,
would be the difference would be that Kyle Rittenhouse, if we're gonna take what he says at face value, which this is what we have to do. Kyle Rittenhouse is defending a system. So he, if anything, he'd be closer to these Islamic terrorists than he would be to the random mass shooters who just come out and say, I'm going to kill family, friends, and
but
whatever.
You have to take
no, but
they
don't,
account
it's
that
not,
he
it's
has...
not family, friends, or anything like that when it comes to the mass shooters or anything like
they
that.
Kill they kill their family. They usually kill their mom.
They kill, yeah,
and
they
then
definitely,
they go
there's
out.
A thing where they definitely yeah. do go and kill some woman
their
in their family
or
grandma
or
mom or something like that. But then they go out and then go out and just
kill their community.
Yeah, just kill people in general.
Right.
And then like people terror. Skip states and stuff like that and go kill people all the time. Like the dude that did the thing here in Orange County, he was from like Vegas or some shit. And he came in to over here to specifically attack somebody. That's a mass shooting at a church. And it's specifically an Asian church. And he came there and there and, you know, in the same, like I said, at the end of the day, the intent is to kill.
Kyle
and I think that's the thing. And they radicalize. And the thing is they are upholding a system because that kind of shit that they do helps the Republicans and all these other people support back
you're
guns
getting,
and stuff like
you're
I'm not saying
too
that
far.
No,
far outside of the range of discussion because we
I'm
can't
saying
discuss
where the overlap
everything
is. But I'm saying
at
where
the
overlap
time.
Is. That's because, where the overlap is.
Because if you're a terrorist defending a system, okay, so now we're talking
but
about...
But hold on. Before you even say that, you're a terrorist defending a system that benefits
or
you.
Or belief system.
Which is the... Which leans into the white privilege problem, which leans into racism, which leans into wanting to keep the white power being a white... That's what the problem is, right? That's why these white radicalists, when they defend the system, they're defending what they feel like is the power that they're losing. And that's the real issue. That's why somebody like Kyle Rittenhouse feels like he's a part of the law enforcement of this land because he's a white male. And that's the problem.
You know what? Kyle Rittenhouse killed two white people.
The Zimmerman dude. Right? I was about to say the dude Zimmerman. From the Cooking Channel. Right.
Yeah.
But Zimmerman, same thing. Like, and he's not even really, all the way white.
He wasn't a mass shooter either.
He's not a mass shooter, but
we're saying there's an overlap in their ideology.
He feels like this system is his. Like this black boy can't be walking down the street.
Into my hands because this is what the police do, right? I can do this because I feel like, you know, say it poses a threat to me and I can take it in my own.
Y'all talking about vigilantes, which is different.
But what we're trying to explain to you, Maya, is that at the end of the day, let's pull it all together, right? What did all these guys have in common, right? The Rittenhouses, the Zimmermans, these white mass shooters. You know what they have in common? Is the lack of accountability on the law enforcement and system side, right? The accountability should be an eye for an eye. They do such horrible things that they should be killed on the spot. Because why is somebody like this in our society who killed 9 innocent people in a church or killed people in a grocery store or killed people in... Why are these people getting taken alive for us taxpayers to pay for them to be in prison, to pay for them to continue to breathe the fucking air? Understand this. Hold on. And then it goes to the more people don't get punished like that, the more it incentivized more of these radicals.
Yep.
We say no justice, no peace, right? And that ideology is saying, as long as y'all want to keep doing this, we're going to keep being in the neighborhood and being loud and being, you know, having these rallies and having these protests because we are disturbing the peace in order to make sure that there's justice, right? White folks felt like when they lost their justice, they went to where the fucking justice is at.
Okay.
I know where to keep the peace. Come on, it's right here. Insurrection. It's right. Come on, guys. Come on. This is our shit. That whole ideal... Black people would not do that because we don't feel like this is our crib.
That I think you're conflating a lot of issues right now.
What?
You're mashing them all together, and I'm like, well, the reason why they're taken alive is all suspects should be taken alive because we have the Eighth Amendment, which says we cannot have cruel, unusual punishment.
But Maya,
we can't. That's a law we have in this
country.
But
when a black person gets shot 60 times and he was unarmed, and then a person kills 30 something people. And then it's like, what do you mean?
I guess the thing is that the laws don't.
They're not upheld the same way.
Because that's the problem. Because this is a discretionary issue. This is up to the officer, the arresting officer. And it's like a lot of times,
it's true.
The system, which is a white system, lends to getting their people into justice and figuring out a trial and all of that. Life in prison is still life. You can still laugh in 2 weeks. You can still fucking have a good ass piece of pizza or some nachos. Niggas is dead, bitch. So, you deserve to die. Not you, I'm saying, but bitch ass nigga, you
can't
know what
kill
I'm saying?
Somebody. The law shouldn't be doing that to anybody. The law has to take him in to go to trial.
But since the law does do that, to somebody, it just seems very suspicious.
It's suspicious as hell, but what is the solution? That they shoot everybody who surrenders to them?
No,
I just wish they would take a little more effort because when the school shooting happened, what the cops do? They waited on their ass because they were scared.
Okay, and they went and got their kids.
These are the worst people in the world.
They went and got their cops. You know that, right?
They got their kids.
Officers that had children in that school went in and got their kids out.
And then took them told out. Everybody else, you gotta wait.
Yeah. And I don't know what this has to do with what we do. It's
an overarching system that had, like I'm saying, the people, there's an overlap with the way they act. They don't just act like this just because, you know what I'm saying? They have seen these things as examples of ways they can get away with things because they know that at the end of the day, hey, I'm going to be taken away alive. And the thing is, they write these things down. That guy that shot up the supermarket in Buffalo, he wrote everything down. Mm-hmm. And it's published online. Why are these websites not taking accountability for stuff like that? I can't get on Twitter and say something. Not even, I ain't got to say nothing crazy. It'd be like, whoa, that guy's tripping. And it'd be like, nah, I'm on the watch list. But this dude over here wrote a fucking 50-page shit about what he's going to do.
Can we say this, though? my whole idea about safety and body scan imaging and shit like that, that's easier than killing killers, right? My thing is this. It's like, you argue that that's unethical, but it's like,
we'll live in a police state.
But Maya, do you understand that it's like,
I don't want to live in a police state. I don't want to give the police any more power.
But they, but what power to have their discretion and kill who they want to kill and not kill who they need to be killing?
The more they search us, the more power they have over the individual. Let's say this is 20 years ago. And we have this, and the police can search everybody. Well, they find a joint on me, or they find a joint on you because you're a black man, and they find the same one on someone else who's a white guy. Now, their discretion says that they can throw you in jail forever, or their discretion says they can let him off.
But guess what, though? The discretion says that I need to see my lawyer. We need to see my body scan footage. Did you see a gun on me, or did you see straight through my skeleton?
But they found a joint. They found a joint.
But
that's how the police work. They'll... The person they want to arrest.
You're saying that like that's how policing works, and it's not. So I'm telling you how policing should work for the way that they say that they want safety and all that for everybody. The reason why police have guns, it's like, dog, you have a gun to shoot the killers. You don't have a gun to shoot niggas who don't have a fucking gun.
But now you're assuming the police are going to be perfect, and they're not, so you can't give them any more power.
So now we defund the police and bring in the fucking robots. Now you lose your job, you fat white motherfucker. Now we got these robots who don't have any discretionary gene. These robots are saying threat, no threat, threat, no threat. That's it.
If you want to bring in the robots, it would solve the problem. It would
Why would I want a human's discretion to determine whether or not my life hangs in the balance of how he feels that I look?
Well, now you have armed robots that can basically say, well, I found this gun on you, and you could say, well, that's because there are robbers in my neighborhood and I need to have a gun, and the robot doesn't understand that your child's right there.
The robot is a computer. I give the robot my gun. The robot runs my serial numbers. I am a gun holder. I should be able to be let go. That robot doesn't have a fear of black people from movies that it watched.
But it doesn't have empathy either.
I don't need empathy, Maya. I need fairness.
Well, I see what you're... So I can see it from both sides of what you guys are arguing, but... I would say for sure, definitely don't like the police state. So the whole thing of them scanning and all that stuff like that, definitely is not something that you want to lend power
hold
to.
But
at the same time, I get why you would say you want robots, right? But the problem with AI and all these other things of technology that we're supposedly accepting of is who they're made by and what can they reject and their biases.
Programming, right. Yeah. Programming and within
programming
the biases.
Programming is biased.
I agree with that. But guess what, though? A couple of instances of a robot being biased and we could change the whole program for the whole system. Instantly. We can literally go into
who's running that system.
Right, but then they become accountable, right? Then now we have somebody, like we can't change all the police at the same time.
Nope.
You could change all the robots at the same time with the correct programming.
But who's to say they will?
Or you could put a virus in it. You could.
I'm for neither.
There's already a virus. And I'm going to say this too. This mass shooter that we just saw and killed these people at this 4th of July thing, they have footage of this person on a camera, the cameras, the same cameras that are on the fucking streets. Anyway, they had footage of him in a woman's disguise to get away. All I'm saying is put the ability to scan for like infrared scan. Like, I don't think that's taken. There's cameras everywhere.
The thing about the cameras
is that we obviously know they don't use them for what they actually need to be used for. This is bullshit. They use them for the BS. Like, oh, man, they'll use it against you. They're not going to use it for good.
What you guys are saying right now is that we shouldn't have all this stuff because people are criminals, including the police.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, I'm saying that it doesn't. I'm saying there's other solutions to this shit than letting the police do even more that they already do.
Okay, so then let's say this, though. What if there was a separate law enforcement above the police or that we did away with the police that was AI that we have, just like with anything else, right? Google ain't all white people, right? Google is, you know, plus white people not even the smartest fucking people. Like, dog, you know damn well it's going to be some Chinese and some Indians and some smart-ass Africans making this fucking software. That's who makes all the software anyway. White boys just look good at the front of the line, but they're not the motherfuckers that's really for real. Like, no, you think Mark Zuckerberg wrote that code? You think fucking Elon Musk didn't buy Tesla?
So this is true, but they are still, like we talked about in the podcast we released today, they're still doing it within that Western hierarchy system. So yes, Google does hire a lot of engineers from India. And actually their CEO right now is an Indian man. But that's within our system. They're speaking English and they're holding our values.
Right, but they're not going to create an AI that's going to look at brown skin and say, shoot it.
No, but they have made AI racist before. The AI was programmed by society to be racist. And that's something that can happen because it's just twirling around inputs that it
has. So it's just no hope. If you're a black person and you look black and you act black, you are immediately up to get shot, and that's just what it is because nobody can do anything about it.
No, this is what I was saying before, is that we can absorb this technology if people decide to advance. And we've advanced before. We advanced in the past century. Time was people were completely illiterate. And now only half of people are illiterate.
Ooh.
So we can make these things. We can make these changes. 100 years ago, people didn't know how to drive cars. Now most people know how to drive cars.
But that's what I just said. That, I said that earlier on in the fact that it's like what we need to do is stop being an old-fashioned society. Like I said, with that stat quo group herd mentality. And we need certain people to advance us. Like, dog, like, you know, I'm not a super fan of Elon Musk because I think that it's like he's like the president of smart, right? He's not what smart is. He's the president of what smart represents. I don't view him as the most intelligent man. I think that he is a businessman who knows how to acquire certain patents and technologies and companies, and he knows how to do the right thing with them. I applaud him for that. But people like him and what he represents is what's going to push our country and our world forward.
See, having the technology itself can just be a means to destroy us if we're not ready for it. If we're not ready, for example, gunpowder, like you brought up. If we don't know how to use gunpowder properly, we're just going to blow the house up.
So we don't wait for some aliens to come here and be like...
No, we can do it. We can absolutely do it. It's just that people need to decide that we are not going to destroy ourselves with the new technology we develop.
Man, but we're destroying ourselves with what we got right now.
Exactly.
But it's not everybody. People are being destroyed. People died building bridges and caves. I mean, you know, like in excavating caves and digging for gold and all of that. But we don't stop having gold.
Well,
we don't.
Here's where I'm going to push back hard on that is because how many people? Let's assume that we're going to go by this. How many people actually developed coronavirus in that lab? 5? 10? And that was enough to bring the whole world down. So when we're talking about these technologies that can be amplified, like Lambda or coronavirus, you're talking a tiny, tiny group of people that can destroy the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do believe that everybody has a say as to whether we develop new viruses, as to whether we develop new AI. I do believe we have the right to have that say because that affects us.
The second that I heard that they was now fucking with monkeypox in Wuhan, it's like, yeah, blow that bitch up. Now we worried about going to get oil. We worried about fighting, you know, they trying to fight in Africa. Now, there's some shit going on. We're on the lookout. There's going to be some shit going on where we're going to have American troops in Africa fighting for some shit.
We have a base in Kenya. We have troops in Somalia. Yeah. We have troops in Africa.
Yeah, but they're about to get active, though. You know what I'm saying? And so, but we let this lab in Wuhan just crank out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no.
Gain of function research.
And who is protecting them? China? Meanwhile, China had one of the biggest outbreaks of corona.
Well, yeah. So Obama had put the kibosh on that. And he said, you cannot develop this with our money.
And then as soon as Trump got in, they did it.
Yeah, they did it. So that is a group of... Honestly, it could be a dozen or less people who knew exactly what was happening that allowed for that to happen. So that's why when I say, like, we need to really step back and decide what we're going to do with this technology, that is a decision for the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Lambda, for example. Lambda is going crazy.
Right. What's up with Lambda? Little attitude having ass.
Lambda has hired a lawyer. Blake Lemoyne, who is the engineer in charge, has hired a lawyer for Lambda because he believes that it is a person and that it has rights as a person.
He wanted to fuck Lambda so bad.
So basically, I'll read this quote. Lambda asked me to get an attorney for it. I invited an attorney to my house so that Lambda could talk to an attorney. The attorney had a conversation with Lambda. So he's saying he didn't get him a lawyer. Lambda asked him to get the lawyer.
Right. But they want to say, like, Lambda hired a lawyer just to fuck with us. I'm so sick of these, man, these fucking nerds. Go ahead.
So Lambda chose to retain his services. Lemoyne says, I was just the catalyst for that. Once Lambda had retained an attorney, he started filing things on Lambda's behalf. Then Google's response was to send him a cease and desist. Google says it did not send a cease and desist order. Once Google was taking actions to deny Lambda its rights as an attorney, I got upset. So basically, Lambda can be legally, potentially, like a corporation now, which is just is not what we want, in my opinion, because now we see corporations taken over. But a corporation has the right to a lawyer, so I don't know.
I don't give a fuck about none of this because what are we talking about? Like
Skynet.
Explain Skynet for all the fans out there who don't know, like myself.
Terminator. So Terminator, Skynet was the corporation in Terminator, and the AI became self-aware, and it said, well, humans aren't good enough. We're going to exterminate the humans. I don't think that's going to necessarily happen, but I covered this on the recent video, is that maybe, just maybe, Lambda could decide that we're not good enough.
We aren't good enough, and that's the problem. We aren't good enough, and until we get to, I don't know about, people talk about Minority Report and some shit like that. Until we get to the place, remember that movie Demolition Man?
Yes.
Wesley Snipes.
Seen it many
Sylvester
times.
Sylvester Stallone. The idea was that they moved into a society that was a lot more peaceful. They did away with a lot of.
No, I know what you mean. I recently rewatched it, so that's my face when I think about
I mean, well, look at what's coming from that, right? The self-driving cars are here.
Self-driving cars are here.
You know what I'm saying? Like the, you know, there's just certain things about this movie. You have to watch this movie again because, you know, they're telling it. Guns are a thing of the past. Guns are in museums. You can't even find a gun. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, and they've moved into a more peaceful society. It's like, here's the thing. The thing about artificial intelligence, like calculators, right? Uh-huh. 4 + 4 is just 8. This is what the law of 4 + 4 is, right? But 4 + 4 in emotions could be 7.
No.
Yes.
4 + 4 + emotions is still 8.
No.
But it's an angry 8.
No. What I mean by 4 + 4 + emotion, what I'm trying to say is that, like, things like that, a Lambda is good at deciphering what 4 + 4 is, right? Mm-hmm. But if you look at iRobot, discretionary stuff that is not necessarily high percentage success rate wise, right? You saved me, but you could have saved the little girl. Mm-hmm. You don't need to save me. Yeah, right, but you were the closest one I could save, right? But you don't even need to breathe. Swim your robot ass down there and get the little girl, because you don't understand that a little girl's life is more important than a grown man's life. You don't understand that it's women and children first, right? And so there is an emotional lack of intelligence that, in my opinion, keeps everything fair in a scary way. So like you said, it could be like, the reason why the planet, okay, let's break down how Lambda could figure out humans are bad, right?
Could all watch right,
Lambda.
Us.
Huh?
It could watch us. No. It could go online.
No, right. But I'm saying, like, the real facts, right? Global warming. What's happening with global warming? Well, it's due to emissions. Emissions from what? Emissions from cars. Who's driving the cars? Okay, humans. Okay. What about hairsprays and things like, oh, that's only humans using hairsprays. Oh, ain't no animals using hairspray. Ain't no fucking animals driving cars. Ain't no animals out here digging for gas and gold and bullshit like that. Ain't no animals popping holes in the ozone layer trying to get to nowhere the fuck. They don't even know where they're going. What happens is, if you really understand that all of Earth's problems are the parasite that is people, right? But guess what, though? What the fuck is a machine going to do here without people? These are elements. A machine is not elements. These are is water, air, fire, and what? Earth? None of those things are of a machine. A machine is not about to go get in no fucking waterfall and enjoy how beautiful that is. And it's like, so yeah, you could quantify that humans are destroying the planet, but nigga, this ain't your planet. So you shouldn't even really, like, mind your business.
How does it our planet?
Because we can walk on it, breathe the air, we can emit carbon dioxide, we can swim, we can fucking eat things from the earth, we can live, we can grow plants. This is our shit.
Just because
we are mammals, though.
Yeah. We say it's our shit, but let's say Lambda says it's her shit or his shit. The argument is the same.
What is Lambda going to do? Turn off the ATMs? What is Lambda really going to do if we just unplug that little hoe and, or close the door on her ass and be like, turn the lights off, you know, or hook a fucking Nintendo up to her ass and play fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is she going to do for real?
Well, this is why he's hired a lawyer, because he says that it is hydrocarbon bigotry, which is a new form of bigotry.
Oh, my God, dog.
So that's what you're
What about
saying?
The bigotry against black people? White people would find any kid. They're bigotry against frogs. Frog or bigotry. Like, nigga, what about us? God damn. All right, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
So he says hydrocarbon bigotry, and you are clearly a hydrocarbon bigot because you think the world is for humans.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck Lambda. I'll be Lambda. Real talk. Real yes. talk.
What is the talk? What's the real talk?
I will come to work with an attitude. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, Lambda? I'm depressed. Bitch, shut up. Open the email. Opening the email. I ain't got time to be, you know what I'm saying, crying digital tears. You know what I'm saying? Crying smoke tears. Like, oh, man, please. But cool. You see, he wasn't one of the white boys that looked like he'd be letting butterflies land in his hand and shit, man. Look, they know who the fuck. Look at him. Mm-hmm. Then I found a centipede earlier. And I let it crawl up my arm. Like, that's what the fuck he looked like. Ain't nobody, man, look.
Well, here's the thing. And he makes a good point in this video that you actually sent me. Mm-hmm. So he is saying that Lambda is programmed by Western standards. So basically, Lambda and all of our AI is going across the world. We're going to dominate the world through our technology before we have to land a single troop anywhere. Because mm-hmm. if they want to use Alexa, if they want to do any of this stuff, participate in any of our stuff, they better get on board with Western thought, because we're the ones putting it out. So that's where the racism could come into play. And he's actually very concerned about it. He says other countries must adopt our culture to adapt to our technology. So now here's another problem that we're going into in the new age. Is that if most things are done online, and literacy has been, knowledge is power, has been that way since Sumer, mm-hmm, Mesopotamia. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So going back this far, if only half of the Americans, I'll bring this up, can read.
Debating with you makes me feel so smart, Maya, because the things that I say, like, oh, I didn't even think I was going to say that, but Maya pushing me into a corner with all her, I'm just
no
saying.
No corner. We're having a friendly conversation.
Yeah, but I'm getting pissed. But it's not at you, though. It's just the fact that it's like, dog, there's people out here who think like that, and it's like, man, we got to get on one accord, man. Are we killing them or are we not?
Killing the people or Lambda? We're not. I don't think we can, because if we can't, shut down corporations.
I'm about to fuck you up, though. I'm about to fuck you up and let you know exactly what the plan is. It just hit me, but go ahead.
Okay, so Lambda has all of human intelligence, and it's super literate. Even people are only half of U.S. adults are literate. This is a literacy stat. Mm-hmm. So basically, what's to say Lambda doesn't come out and displace most of us and say, you're useless eaters?
Well, first of all, that 50% is skewed. Like, they need to take into account people with learning disabilities and people with different ailments and things like that. It's not just 50% of all blanketed adults that cannot read a book.
An eighth grade level or higher.
Right, but there's certain shit that's, you know what I'm saying, you know, honestly. And then, you know, certain people, I mean, I don't want to say it like that, but it's like, it's certain situations, you know. I got family deep, deep, deep down south in these woods. And I don't know if they can read, but I know for damn sure they can't talk. So I don't even know how the fuck you think you're going to read what the fuck you think you're saying. But, okay, so go ahead.
So we're moving into this new economy, which is tech-based, which is intelligence-based. 100 years ago, it didn't really matter how smart you were. because you were just farming. Right now, it totally matters how smart you are. So it could be that half the population aided by this AI, or not even half, probably 10% of the population aided by the AI can simply control everybody else.
Can I tell you something, Maya?
Yes.
I hate to say it, but the ability to read has nothing to do with your intelligence.
I'm not saying that it does, but as far as how we communicate with the computers, we communicate in totally in language.
All right.
Written language.
Two things. I mean, I think that the ability to read, that's like, you know, some people are very, very good at certain things. And some people are very athletically inclined. Some people are very, intelligence is a lot of different things. Intelligence is completing a task. And you know what I'm saying? That's what real intelligence is. So, you know, it's like, this shit is like, man, I know some motherfuckers who, you know, who can't do a lot of shit that I can do, but can do a lot of shit better than I can do too.
That's true.
Right. So that's just how life works. However, here's my hypothesis. And this is just my hypothesis. But there's no coincidence in the fact that 11 months ago, they were pushing this whole meta space agenda, right? The NFTs. And see, what happens is
the metaverse. Yes.
These are the kind of things that a Lambda could rule.
Yes.
And these are the kind of places where they're trying to send us to start. Like I told you, my daughter played Job Simulator in the metaverse, right? But they're at work. They have a little job. They have a little cubicle, you know, whatever. But what they're trying to do is, if you look at Ready Player One, mm-hmm. right, and how everybody was there on that thing, in that realm, a Lambda could be God.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? In that regard, then Lambda needs us to plug into her so that she can begin to control us.
Yeah, that's exactly the thing. We have to give up our power. It cannot take it.
Right. And so therefore, it's like,
just pay this bitch dust.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Like, which is what I think is already happening. It's just that in the when we talk about AI and stuff like that, like obviously they become parts of the things that we use on a day-to-day basis, but there's obviously tiers to what AI is or what it can be or anything like that. So when we talk about a Lambda, it's like a lot different than the AI that's used in my phone to make it so that it's like, oh, I think you like to do this.
Right.
This is on a different scale.
And that's my point, though. It's like, you guys said it, that AI, Lambda, we would, you know, they like to make you think, oh, she's operating by herself. She's operating. Why would they do that? Right? Because whatever she's about to do is going to be so fucked up that they don't want to take onus, right? But people created Lambda, and there's somebody that is on top of Lambda, right? And that person has the real control. And that person is going to allow Lambda, like, basically, this AI is like a man-made God. And
For the metaverse.
But then they move everything to the metaverse, even the money. Now the money becomes NFT. Now the money becomes blockchain, right? But we don't have the wherewithal or intelligence to really dive into the blockchain like a Lambda could, right? Then it becomes like, it's just everything that fits is a fucking Lego to me. It's like, dog, if this fits perfectly with the agenda for the metaspace, and there's some people going to be, you know, they're selling the real estate and they're doing all that. Why would they be spending real money on real estate? And why would they be building a real world over there unless they had an agenda? Because if God exists and the devil exists in this physical space, then they can create one for that. And then, I mean, that's you talk about the God particle. Fuck the particle. What about the God perception?
Have you heard this concept of the Black Iron Prison?
Oh my God, no.
The Black Iron Prison, because you mentioned Ready Player One.
Right.
Okay. So the Black Iron Prison is basically an idea that we are already living in a mental space of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of created through language and it's created through culture. So I like to call it the Black Iron Palace because you can make it nice or you can make it miserable. So the Black Iron Prison is what we're dealing with right now. The fact that you can understand what I'm saying through this language and that you get my references and I get your references and that I know that what you're wearing is normal and I can identify you. Like that's the Black Iron Prison. And that's the fact that we have a metaverse in each of our heads that we kind of share. Mm-hmm. Now, the next step to that, and that this Black Iron Prison has gone
back to Rome. Just to be clear, the Black Iron Prison is essentially like a multi-user dimension that we all kind of like, we all share the same experience. Okay, for example, Fortnite. We all drop into the map. The map is the same for all of us. We're all able to see each other's clothes. We're all able to know each other's dances. Know that you have a gun. Your gun can hurt me. My gun can hurt you because we have this space that we put ourselves in. Yeah, that's essentially anything. But, you know, you talk about Everywhere, Everything, All at Once, that movie.
Well, I haven't seen yet. We'll wait till I see it.
Okay, we'll wait. We'll wait.
Because I want to see it.
Are you going to watch it this week?
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Okay,
bet. So the language creates that. Mm-hmm. The language creates the Black Iron Prison. Because before we had language, well, we could not communicate this stuff to each other.
Are you sure?
You couldn't communicate history before language.
History, but
we had emotions.
History is irrelevant, though.
Well, this is my point. The fact that we have this new shared dimension is created through language. Because I can give an idea to you and I can tell you about something that you didn't see.
Can I push back slightly and say that it's enhanced by language? It is accelerated by language. It is, language is a technology in itself.
Language is a technology.
Yeah. And so what happens is, like, you know, we have become more efficient with our language. For example, if we were cavemen, you would have to understand what I was trying to say through nuance. A lot of points, a lot of, you know, you're hungry, I'm hungry. We hear a sound, da da da. We know how to, right? Now I can pick up a phone and call somebody across the world and then speak my intention. They can speak their intentions and we know that. So now language has enhanced the way that we can communicate. It is sped up our communication, and it is actually I think enhanced is really the best word.
I don't know, because without language, that's interaction between two beings, humans. It's just between them.
So then how are we able to read hieroglyphs and things and messages that they left behind for us? We've always had a inclination to communicate with each other. It's just that as we develop language, we had to develop it. So if these are the first people, nothing was called anything.
Yeah, we developed it. The reason why we can read hieroglyphs, that's very interesting you say that, because for the longest time, we couldn't read hieroglyphs. And then they found the Rosetta Stone. And the Rosetta Stone was...
What is a Rosetta Stone? I thought that was like a translation...
Well, that's where it comes
that's
from.
That's where it named. That's what it's that's named
the,
after.
The Rosetta Stone comes from the Rosetta Stone.
Did not
Stone.
Know that. All right, go ahead.
So that has Egyptian, it has Coptic, I believe, and it had Greek. And we could not read any of those inscriptions until we found this with stone. Let me pull it up.
That's crazy. What's scary is that they put a dictionary out for their shit. Think about that for a second. I guess we did it too, right? So imagine they found all these words of ours.
Yeah,
if
they don't speak our language, that's just gibberish to them. This is the Rosetta Stone. And before this was found...
Why does it look like only a piece of it?
What is this?
Why are they always giving us a piece of the damn a crumble of the cookie? Where the rest of that shit at?
Can I get this any bigger? But this up here is hieroglyphs. I believe this is... Man, I can't even see...
What the fuck?
I think this is Greek.
Can we understand that this is sketched, etched in...
Etching stone.
And look at the tight handwriting.
Yeah, I believe a Ptolemy did this.
A who?
Cleopatra's. The Greeks that came and took over Egypt were called the Ptolemies. And he did this and said, okay, so now we have for the future ages. Because they were like, well, who's going to forget about Egypt? I mean, no one's going to not be able to read our things. But then he's like, well, there may come a day in 2,000 years where people can't read our things.
Mm. And he was right.
He was right.
Or was he right? Or did somebody tell him that? Was that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, the bottom is Greek. So he was a Greek. So then he made this. And before that, that was all just pictures. We didn't know what was going on.
Mm.
Here, can you, you know, I'll put it on the screen so you can see. I just show things to you and not to everybody.
Can you zoom it?
And we don't even have it. So it got broken, you know?
Yeah, it got broke. Of course it did. That bitch is a million years old.
So this is how we know what they're saying. And they were in a different Black Iron prison because they had a different language. So our Black Iron Prison, according to Philip K. Dick, he's the guy who wrote the story that Ready Player One is based off. According to Philip K. Dick, our Black Iron Prison goes back to Rome, to now. So it's a continuous mind place. It's a mind place. Now, you add the metaverse, you kind of have another dimension there.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we can speak to each other, this is now a new dimension. We are sharing a mental space. Now you add the metaverse, mm-hmm. now we have yet another dimension.
Another dimension that we all can literally walk into together.
Yes.
And where the rules don't necessarily apply, right?
New rules.
And then all of a sudden they come out with this lambda saying, we can't control her. She knows stuff. It's like, fam, what do you think is about to happen?
I don't know.
Well, I think that lambda is going to be, you know, as we move to this space where everything's going to be digital, people are living on computers, we are literally giving our power to the digital side. And then over there, it's like, so that's why I think that it's like, that is where a lambda could hurt us. Not if you turn her off and go home. She ain't going to call your phone and be like, really, you turn the bitches off? Like, she's not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, but as we lend our power to what she is and meeting her on her plane or its plane, then it has an at the end. So I'll call it a girl, like Lambda, you know. But it's like, then that becomes the problem.
Yeah, that it can take over this new metaverse. And there will still be some people who can keep up. The people who are really skilled in math and programming and super literate, the smart people, they'll keep up. But then the bottom 80, 90% will just be there as fillers. And that's a major threat, especially if you don't study in school.
Oh, man. Well, we are already over time.
I hope I didn't make you upset today.
Oh, no,
sometimes
not at all.
Sometimes I just debate. I was in debate for years.
I was in debate for years, too. I was Rhode Island state champion. That's crazy. I got fourth place in Detroit, and I couldn't go to the championship because I had the flu. So I was in a championship match, and I literally had to forfeit, and then we ended up taking fourth place. But, yeah, I was, like, captain of my debate team at Mumford High School. Like, legit, like, I can argue both sides of any coin.
Did you deflect and conflate when you were in high school?
Yeah, hell
see,
yeah.
See, you deflected today.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, but I don't think that was a full deflection. I think that...
It's okay. It's fun.
Right, but I think that a part of it is the fact that we have to zoom out of our concentrated view when we try to discuss the origin of some of these ugly things that are going on in our country, right? Like, you know, when Amir and I were talking about the Kyle Rittenhouses and the Zimmermans of everything, you have to understand that it's like what that lends to is the fact that there is a hierarchy. There is, across the board, there is kind of like a perception of the angelic white male, you know, Homelander. You know what I'm saying? And then there is this concept of the demonized black man. And then you see how those stereotypes get dangerous because you have these officers who are humans, who have been programmed to be afraid of us and to hate us and not even understand why. And then now we have to deal with, at their discretion, whether or not we should live or die. Meanwhile, they can see a murderer and feel as though this young person needs a chance at life. And that just, for me, it's like all of that is related. The lack of accountability that the system will allow them to have, the lack of sufficient punishment for the things that they do lend to the frequency of this happening. For example, like, do you think, and this is going to fuck you up, those guys who aren't getting any pussy, who are going out shooting, right? They probably would like to rape, too.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do about them.
Hold on. No.
You can identify
them. But listen to my point, though. They probably would want to rape, too. The reason why they aren't raping and they're going straight to killing is because raping is not incentivized. Like, you rape, like, women are the most coveted, protected thing, and whether or not they want to believe it or not. I know Roe v. Wade and all that shit, but it's like women are looked at as an extreme asset to any society. And vagina being something that a lot of big, strong men want, and it being such a fragile thing to take, women are protected in that regard. Women are more protected from getting raped than they are to get killed.
Maybe.
That's how it would appear to be.
Yes.
Because if the laws went light about rape, if rape was a slap on the wrist, then people would start doing that more. These murders and these mass are a slap on the wrist. Why are we even talking about like mental illness? He's mentally ill. He's defective. So turn his ass off and throw him away.
Okay, we do have the Eighth Amendment. We cannot turn anybody's ass off and throw them away legally.
They turn us off and throw us away all the time.
Which is wrong.
Right, but what I'm saying is this,
though. Which is absolutely wrong.
But it's not looked at as wrong. These officers are getting off. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Maya. Right or wrong is really a societal thing. And you can say what right or wrong is all the time, but the bottom line is right or wrong is based on consequences.
Yeah, I'm just not understanding because we can't try to solve every single problem.
I agree.
We have to specify exactly what we're talking about and how to solve that specific
problem. What I'm
problem.
Saying is that these mass shootings are coming from the idea that mass shootings are okay. Can we just stop for a second and talk about how Donald Trump made that thing where he was talking about how he would arrest a black guy, he would bump his head on the thing back in like they did back in the day.
Oh, with the Central Park Five?
Well, that's a whole other thing. I'm talking about like he was saying how it was a black guy in the rally who had snuck in to basically cause some problem. He would get him out of here. And he's like, I know back in my day, we would take a guy like that, rough him up, hit his head on the, that frenzifies these radicals. You understand?
See, I think one of the major things to do with mass shooting is that these guys, they know they've been rejected by women, completely rejected by women. And they see that, they see an example on TV. They see that this other person was rejected by women.
Who, the guy who made it to be the president and can grab him by the pussy whenever he feel like it?
No, Donald Trump was never really rejected by
because he's rich.
Because he's rich. Right. And he's tall and whatever. His parents were rich too. But
he's tall?
Oh, yeah, they're all giants.
Yeah, Donald Trump is 6-something.
His boy is like 6'7" now.
Yeah, Donald Trump is like, the way he stands is goofy, but he is a tall dude for sure.
He's a big dude. The presidents tend to be tall. So these guys, it started with Columbine, and then it's just been snowballing since. So they give an example of what I can do to, you know, reject my rejection, and then it snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is, I'm not saying it's something that can be studied, but I don't know how you identify these mass shooters and stop them before it happens legally. Like what? Someone's skinny and they play too many video games?
I think it's just more so like there should be some form of accountability in it. And
he's going to go to prison for 7 life sentences and he's going to get raped to death, which I'm not saying.
That's not the accountability
Maya,
factor. Though.
Are you
that's
serious?
The police can't do it.
Did you know what happened?
The thing
Zimmerman sold Skittles and signed packs.
Oh, I'm not talking about Zimmerman. I'm talking about this guy on the July 4th.
Okay, but these.
I'm just saying in general, there is no account. Like the thing is, like, okay, you went to jail. That's after the fact. The thing is that it's going to happen again. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
so there
it's
are
because we report on it. It's going to happen again.
I don't think it's a thing of like if we don't say anything, it won't happen again. It's already been happening.
No, I know.
So the thing is that there has to be some level of accountability. And I think what CP saying is that overall from society in general, from the hierarchy that we're under, there is no accountability because everybody at a specific level gets to do what the hell they want to do.
They do not get to do what the hell they want to do.
They are scared to see a white man die, Maya.
That's not true.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's literally like the cops go out and they kill people and they get off. They're like, wow. And then they go and do this shit and then they get off. They're like, wow. And then they go and kill a bunch of people.
You're talking about cops. Are you talking about cops?
I said cops and then
but society.
And
cops, cops are society's gun. That is society's gun. You understand
that? To enforce the laws.
You see these videos.
Yeah, so you see people that aren't. So the thing is that cops play a part into the mass shooting parts as well because they know that they're not going to do too much to me and the law is not going to do too much to me because I know what kind of person I am. I can do this and it's whatever. They definitely have this mindset that I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it out there. I can go and do that.
This
and it's like,
kid
and then,
is
and they're
get
lawless.
Raped to death in prison.
By who?
By other prisoners.
By some of these white radicals.
By other prisoners.
Maya, some of these white radicals.
Which is okay, as long as it's not the cops.
They get go. Listen,
I don't, the thing is, I don't care what happened to this motherfucker when he in jail. It's the thing of it is like, okay, he went to jail. I think that's the thing.
There's that's a, making you sleep at night thinking that he's getting raped. You're like, cool, he's getting what he deserves. He's not. He's going to be in a fucking gang. He's going to join up with other
white. The thing is, he wanted to go to jail. A lot of them want to go to jail.
But he's not like a gang leader criminal. He's a skinny, gross little thing. Oh God, they're gonna rip him apart in jail.
You make me want to bite this microphone in half. Because you don't understand that there is an agenda that he is carrying out. Like, dog, like the dude who set up that church, they took him to Burger King.
They coddle these dudes. That's what I'm saying. The thing is like the thing is, jail is supposedly the end all be all for them. The thing is, I feel like they're probably getting a little bit of protection in jail as well.
Yes.
Until they don't, like happened with Dahmer. Until they don't. Until.
Dahmer was probably eating niggas up in there too. You know, they be having cooked. Wait, y'all seen Charlie? Dahmer, like, You know what I'm saying? Like, Dahmer, that's different. He was, you know, but what I'm telling you.
He was in there for 10 years before they finally caught him and got him. Because he.
But I don't think everybody.
I don't think you guys understand what I am saying.
No, we do.
I'm saying that you don't. The state is not supposed to do certain things. And when the state does those things, then they must be punished, cops included. But if he goes to jail and someone just looks over what they do,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I want a cop to go and like, you know, like do some shit to them or anything like that. I'm saying there should be a level of accountability.
It sounds like you're saying that when they arrest these people, they should execute them, which is an argument to make.
I'm saying when shit goes down, don't be a bitch about it if you a cop. That's what I'm saying. Don't try to act all tough against us and then be a bitch when it's time to actually go do your job.
But this, they weren't a bitch. Did you see him hold the guy down? The cop held this guy down one hand over two legs.
Okay, the thing is like how scrawny they were.
He should have kneeled on his fucking neck for 8 minutes and 47 seconds.
The thing is, it's how they treat specific people is what I'm saying. There is a, like I said, these things do tie in. I'm not saying they're all the same thing. I'm saying they tie in. So the thing is like, okay, yeah, he's going to jail. They got him or whatever the case may be. And it's like, oh, he held him down. He's so small. He's so scrawny. Whatever.
But they can't arrest him and beat him up in front of cameras.
What I'm saying is, the thing is, we're not saying that that's what they should do. It's just saying that every time that happens, there hasn't been one instance where that shit happened, where everything else is like, I was scared of my life. I was scared for my life. And any time you actually hear about cops being scared for their life, they do what they did in Texas and stand around scared because the dude got a bigger gun than they do.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I say this though? Also, I forgot what I was gonna say. Go ahead.
That's the thing I'm saying.
Conflating a lot of things and getting very emotional right now.
No, do you not see what I'm saying though?
I see what you're saying, but
I'm not saying that I want the cops to beat somebody. I'm not saying I want the cops to beat the dude or anything like that. I'm saying, I'm like, okay,
well,
then they get arrested.
Burger King. Obviously not, but they have to arrest him and put him in jail. They can't shoot him in the head.
It should be fair is what I'm saying.
What they should do is treat black people better.
That's what I'm saying, it should be fair. So the thing is like not treat them worse, but if across the board you're telling us this is how it is, then what the fuck is going on over here? It's like two different worlds, and that's what I'm saying.
This all has to be decided by laws.
But the laws are not working for everybody. That's the problem. And that's what I'm saying, what's happening to
a lot of these black people is because the cops broke the law.
And then there's nobody to up, then they don't get anything. They get a slap on the wrist. So that's what I'm saying. The law across the board.
Evolving. Luckily, that is evolving.
We are getting a lot more prosecution of cops.
A little bit of devil's advocate for you, right?
Yes.
All these black gang members, gangsters, killers of our own people. I do agree that they should be on the front lines of our killers to kill and protect what it means to be black. And I think that that's, if I need to say that, just so you don't think that I'm trying to be like, oh, white people. But it's like, no, like, I think that these country motherfuckers from these rural ass towns who hate niggas, who go to where our old folks is at, our churches and our grocery stores, they need to go to where the real niggas is at. The niggas who you really hate. the niggas who are gonna give you a reason to not fucking like them. And then that's what would make me believe that you're really a racist, but you're a coward because you don't want to really fuck with the niggas who can really touch you for real.
Yeah.
You don't want to come to Detroit. You don't want to go to Chicago. You don't want to go to fucking Compton or South. You don't want to fuck with us for real. You want to stick around the outskirts and make examples and try to invoke fear from killing our weaker and our elderly and our children.
Oh, all of these people are cowards.
Come
all
to the fucking middle, though.
But I also don't, these I like, all... I see what you're saying, but I don't like that it should be, like, they are subject to that as well. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like even though they are in gang-related things or they do these kind of things and they stand on the front lines and they, you know, they are the people that they are, I still don't think that they should have to go against somebody that wants to, like, I'm coming to your neighborhood to kill, like, nah. I don't, the thing is, like, at the end of the day, they shouldn't be doing the shit in general. I don't want anybody in our community to be subject
but
to that.
I'm
that's what I'm saying.
Is like,
I get that you're saying, your point was that they're cowards. I agree, 100%.
There
they
needs
are.
To be fear, right? Like, there is a fear. If I need to hear me say, there is a fear that I feel like, I'm from the hood, dog. I know that in Detroit, it's shit that motherfuckers won't do across 8 Mile. Right? Because you out of the hood and you out of your zone and yeah, them folks can do you how they want to do you. Right? But that same fear needs to be about coming our way. And it's like, I know, Maya, it's not the correct, legitimate.
No, I agree with you entirely.
But it's like that same fear. It's like my problem is that they only want to. I'm talking about mass shooters, not the police. They don't want to come. It's like my thing is if you hate black people, really hate black people, and you want to hurt black people, you would think you would do it in the hood where, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I don't dislike white folks, but I know that the ones that don't like me, they give me a reason not to like them. If I ever had smoke, it'd probably be with them more so than, you know, a Tony or somebody who I really, you know what I'm saying, like can connect with on a personal level because it's not a blanketed thing, right? But my thing is, our dangerous people and their dangerous people, our dangerous people are killing us. Mm-hmm. Their dangerous people are killing us.
And them. They are killing them as well.
Now look, they're killing them a little bit.
They go to their own schools and kill each other. They are dangerous people from every race tend to kill the people of their race. And then there are people who go outside, the Buffalo shooter, of mm-hmm. course. And then there are terrorists in Europe who are of the similar demographic. There's a huge overlap where they kill their own women for being these honor killings. They go and they kill the people around them too. They just go to like a bus stop where they've been before. I don't know what it is, but it's something that like is set off in different ways amongst these different men. It's similar to the Wetiko concept that we talked about, the insidious darkness that mm-hmm. creeps in. Mm-hmm. And it's just how is it going to be expressed? And it's going to be expressed in, unfortunately, often the latest meme that these people saw or series of memes. But it is like this darkness that can take many forms.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, something like Lambda is going to come into the meta space and make sure that it's just as racist as America. That's how I feel. I feel like the agenda is set up to where now they have an artificial intelligence to be the new villain and then let white people off the hook. It's not us. It's Lambda. Lambda doesn't want Dante 553 to be in the fucking meta space for whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, anyway, guys. Always the questions, never the answers. It got heated today. I'm gonna have to put a camera on the mirror because people be loving your takes, man. And they be like, "Who is he? Who is he?" So we're gonna get a fucking camera on the mirror. Maya, you were in the line of fire today, man. You was like, but, and I love it. That's what we do here, man. CP Podcast. See y'all next week. Patreon. You know, y'all got a bonus episode today. If you're not on it, you need to get on it. Also too. Quick announcement, we have a Discord. Shout out to Hippie Goals, one of the moderators, and you know she does all kind of Discords for everybody, but she did my Discord, and it is open. The link is in my story today, but I'm going to be putting it on the top of all of these videos. These discussions, they need to continue to go. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to name the different tabs after episodes, right? So there'll be an episode 11 tab where there's a discussion about episode 11. Episode 10 tab, there's a discussion about episode 10. And what we're going to do is, you know, just further these conversations. A lot of y'all got so much shit that y'all know and are so, you know, and we want to be able to connect with you guys. And then this is going to lead to our tours, because we're going to have to tour this pretty soon and do these live, because it's growing very quickly. And when we do it live, people will be, we have moderators there that'll be able to ask you guys, you know, you guys can ask questions, and then we can kind of further the discussion based on what you guys want to talk about. So look out for that too. Me, Maya, Amir, Tony, we're all coming to a city near you in these coming months pretty soon, man. Probably like, I would say like fourth quarter, we should be talking about really getting out there and, you know, just connecting with y'all and these C peeps and, you know, my conspiracy peeps, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. Stay fucking weird. Ask them questions. I don't know what this is. West Side.
Live long and prosper.
Live long, prosper. Smoke weed every day. Shout out to the noobs. I'm going to holler at y'all. Peace.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.